A nativity display will remain on the roof of City Hall in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Mayor Jim Schmidt cast a tie-breaking vote to make that decision after emotional public debate in the council last night. And the council decided that no other religious displays will be permitted there, at least not yet. Mayor Schmidt joins us from City Hall in Green Bay. And Mayor Schmidt, you broke a 6-6 tie with that vote. Why did you decide that, yes, that nativity scene should remain on the roof of City Hall?
Well, the City Hall, we have decorations around City Hall. I put up a few years ago a Santa Claus and reindeer. We have wreaths, we have lights. We had someone put up a nativity display. I think as long as we can do this as part of an overall display in a legal fashion, that this is good for our community. I mean, it's a community that celebrates families, holidays, and so I cast a tie-breaking vote to leave the nativity scene up as part of our holiday decoration here at City Hall.
And it sounds like all the decorations you're talking about, though, are specifically tailored to Christmas.
And that's kind of what we're celebrating. I mean, that is the holiday that's coming up, and that would be true.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause there would be other religions, who clearly would say, if you're going to put up a nativity scene, well, Hanukkah's over, but put up a menorah too. I understand there was a pagan wreath with a Wiccan star on it that was put up on the roof, and that was vandalized.
Right. Let's take the Hanukkah first. I had been in contact with the local rabbi in our community. I have great respect for her, and really Hanukkah is over, and next year is going to be a different year here where that will be put up as part of our celebration. But the requests that I've gotten are they're silly. I mean, we had some people with this Festivus pole, somebody with this flying spaghetti. I mean, come on.
The Festivus pole you mentioned, that's from the Seinfeld episode about Festivus.
Yeah, I hadn't seen that. I got a letter delivered to my home, and I mean, that is someone just kind of making light of something that I think is kind of a serious holiday.
What's the flying spaghetti all about?
Andre, what's the flying spaghetti?
Flying Spaghetti Monster, it's an internet parody religion.
The Flying Spaghetti Monster is an internet parody religion, and they have written a number of times here.
Asking for flying spaghetti to go up on the roof.
Yes, ma'am.
What happened with that wreath with the Wiccan star?
Well, I tell you, we did allow a Wiccan star to be up, and someone put a ladder up there and damaged it.
Mayor Schmidt, what do you think the message is to people who are walking into City Hall with that nativity scene right above their heads?
They believe in the whole spirit of Christmas and the holiday season. I think when people walk down Jefferson Street and come into City Hall and they see a display from Santa Claus to the nativity set, the wreaths, trees, lights, probably a community that really respects this time of year. That's what I see.
Do you understand that there would be people who would look at that and say, this seems to be a city that doesn't understand the separation of church and state?
You know, people have said that. I mean, I don't know. I don't know that I buy that. I mean, it's a federal holiday. I mean, the people who work here are getting paid double time. I don't know. I think it's okay.
Well, Mayor Schmidt, thanks for talking with us today.
You bet. Thank you.
That's the mayor of Green Bay, Wisconsin, Jim Schmidt. The Green Bay Police Department says it hasn't released any information about suspects in the vandalism of the pagan wreath at City Hall.